Wellbeing 21 Spring Newsletter. The front cover shows a picture of Trinity House residents joining in the Friday Club fitness and health sessions. Pages 2 and 3. Around the courts. Lots of Christmas celebrations all across the courts. At Cloughgate House, Hollins, residents enjoyed a festive treat from Oasis Academy. Children and staff donated 16 Christmas hampers for residents, bringing them across from the school themselves, some being pushed across on a trolley and physically carrying the rest. Charles Morris House, Failsworth residents had a fantastic Christmas party, enjoying music and comedy from entertainer Dom Collins. Residents also tucked into a lovely Christmas dinner, served in the on-site restaurant. At Throssell Court, Royton, residents enjoyed a Christmas lunch in the lounge and also received a visit from the Ladies' Society from St. Paul's Church and the children from St. Paul's School Choir. The Ladies' Society and the residents enjoyed a Christmas buffet and drinks and were then entertained by a choir from the Ladies' Society and the children, singing Christmas carols. The Three Crowns, at Osterlands, was the venue for a joint Christmas dinner and party for residents from Holt's Village, Lee's House and Springlee's Court. They sat down to a lovely meal with drinks and were then entertained by Wayne Bentley, Mr. Loveboat. A great time was enjoyed by all. Brownage Road, Holt's residents followed up with another Christmas party of their own, at Howell House. St. Herbert's Court, Chadderton, had a packed house for their Christmas party and they also enjoyed entertainment from Mr. Loveboat. Other court news. Holland Close residents have started knitting for the homeless. Items provided include hats, scarves and gloves. They are looking for help in sourcing some wool if possible and are in talks with a homeless group in Manchester via a new tenant, Jack Peacock, who volunteers there at Manchester Cathedral. Socks are also being collected and the court is a collection point for dropping off. Residents Pat Dilly and Jean Stott are also leading a knit and natter group assisting tenants attending to make these items for a local homeless charity. Pat has spoken with local Delph community and had offers of donations of coats and clothing which the Upper Mill charity will take. St. Herbert's Court residents and visitors also knitted and crocheted a huge amount of blankets, scarves, hats, gloves and snood scarves for rough sleepers. The colourful donations were warmly received by Yvonne from the A Bed Every Night scheme in Oldham, where they'll make a huge difference to making people feel more homely and comfortable when they stay at 85 Union Street and Impact Church. Well done to everyone involved. Old Mill House, Springhead residents had a visit from the young people at Medlow Youth Centre. They played games, bingo, did arts and crafts and had a sing-along, dancing with residents, who thoroughly enjoyed it. Court manager Diane Hayes said, "These young people were so well behaved and very helpful and polite to all my residents. They also ran a raffle with some great prizes and provided hot food, meat and potato and cheese and onion pie. Each resident also got a sweet cone full of traditional old-fashioned sweets and all this was for free. The afternoon was a great success, we really do have some lovely young people in Oldham." The Springboard calendar launch at St. Herbert's Court. The Springboard group was set up 5 years ago. It is a registered charity, with around 70 members and was established by carers and people suffering from dementia, to support one another. They meet at Downey House on Thursday afternoons, but in partnership with Housing 21, a smaller group meets at St. Herbert's Court every Tuesday morning. Alima from Making Space launched a calendar girls-style springboard calendar but with the men who attend the springboard group at St. Herbert's posing with vegetables and not much else, in December and managed to raise over £1,000. The proceeds will be split between Prostate Cancer UK and Springboard. It was a massive success and everyone who was involved loved every minute of it. H-Friendly Challenge, Neighbourhoods 2019. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham's H-Friendly Challenge, has recognised 53 neighbourhoods as being age-friendly, or making excellent progress to becoming age-friendly. The awards recognise the hard work that organisations and older people across Greater Manchester have carried out to make their area a great place to grow older. An age-friendly neighbourhood is a place where residents are committed to looking out for each other, older people feel they can have a say in what's going on in their local area, and there are spaces where people can get together. The awards also show that each area is committed to helping older people feel independent, safe and secure, and informed about what is going on in their local area. The challenge was supported by Ambition for Aging and submissions to Mayor's Age Friendly Challenge were reviewed by an expert panel chaired by Professor Chris Phillipson from MICRA at the University of Manchester. Other panelists included representatives from Greater Manchester Older People's Network, Ambition for Aging, and the Centre for Aging Better. Four wards in Oldham were awarded Age Friendly 2019 Achievement Award with merit and Age Friendly Place, Saddleworth and Lees, Alexandra, Crompton and Failsworth West. Hopwood Court, High Crompton Court Manager, Joan Turner, is pictured being presented with the certificate. Pages 4 and 5. Over to you. Here's a story from Peggy Mallon, 27 Coronation Road, which she wrote a number of years ago. Enjoy. The Dandelion Trail. The Glenafrick Experience. Well, I my friends, off to Scotland we travelled and we had a really great time. I must say that Scotland is my spiritual home, it's where my heart is and I would love to live there, but hey up, that's not what I'm bound to tell you, so off I go again. Well, Glenafrick is a nature reserve, a wildlife park filled with magical birds, finches, that feed from your hand. We decided to do the river walks first of all. Wait for it, you have to clamber down a mountain. Well, not exactly a mountain, but it felt like this to me. I say gals, if I tell you what should have been a brisk 20-minute walk became a 1.5-hour one for us. Whilst walkers of all various sizes passed at great speed, we meandered and took in the breathtaking scenery. The river was swelled due to recent snowfalls and you really wonder where all the water is coming from. We saw otters at play, I think, but it could have been my imagination. But no toilets. It's very difficult to find toilets open in Scotland, but that's due to the fact that we always travel there out of season, for open toilets. The heather was tall and strong and Thomas ended up carrying a tick with him on the corner of his eye. We thought it was some fluff, well there you go folks, unseasoned walkers as we are. However, we managed to yank it out. It was only tiny, as Thomas is only tiny. I'm off again, well when I finally arrived back to the car park, my son and his wife and the grandchildren all waved and cheered me on. I said to Daniel and Jonathan, did you see him? They said who? I said Dr. Livingston, of course at, but they are too young to remember him. Christopher took some fantastic pictures of two golden eagles. We can recommend you go to experience this beautiful place, ticks, birds, otters and beautiful eagles. P.S. Anyone else got a Dandelion Trail story to tell? Gary Story's story. Gary Story, of Trinity House, hasn't had the easiest of lives, but one constant in his life for many years has been his close friendship with his mother-in-law, Elsie Hopkins, 84. Gary has lived at Trinity House for the last 7 years, after the amputation of a leg made his old flat inaccessible. Before that, he'd lived on his own for several years, following the death of his wife, Yvonne, 22 years ago, whom he'd nursed through cancer for the last 7 years of her life. This tragic turn of events brought Gary and Elsie closer together out of necessity, and they were constantly in touch over the years, Elsie frequently visiting Gary at Trinity House and speaking on the telephone. Early last year, Elsie found that her own home was becoming too much for her, so she took a flat at Springlees Court, Springhead. However, around the same time, Elsie's granddaughter Alison told Elsie that she would soon be moving with her 10-year-old daughter to South Wales and asked Elsie if she wanted to go with them. Elsie is very close to both of them, time was very short and Elsie decided at the last minute to join them, moving in May 2019. Unfortunately, because of the rush, her age and the fact that Elsie had been suffering ill health for some time, she forgot to tell Gary that she was going and also forgot to take his phone number. They completely lost touch for 6 months and Gary was at a loss to understand what had happened, waiting and hoping for a call every day. Then out of the blue in the new year, assistant court manager Tracy came and asked Gary if he knew someone called Elsie Hopkins. Gary's heart leapt. Elsie had all along been having the same concerns as Gary, but although she knew Gary lived in a sheltered flat in Oldham, she couldn't remember the name of Trinity House. Out of desperation, she approached the South Wales Police for help. They looked up the names of all the sheltered schemes in Oldham and Elsie recognised the name of Trinity House. The police gave her the name and number for Housing 21 in Oldham, where Elsie rang and spoke to a lady called Gil Johnston, who works in the office. Gil confirmed with Tracy that this was indeed Elsie's Gary and passed on her contact number, so that Gary was able to ring her and they've been in daily contact ever since. Now he says she's driving him mad. Gary also asked to mention how kind and helpful Gil was to Elsie and how grateful they both are for her help. Now Elsie has decided to move back to Oldham and hopes to move to Trinity House. Becky's Bakes go down a treat at Trinity House. Becky Leonard has worked in catering for 30 years. She'd been running a small pie-making business from home when she heard about the cafe at Trinity House becoming available. She had a chat with court manager Jodie Ashton and decided that the cafe offered an opportunity to complement her existing activities, so she decided to give it a go, opening up just before Christmas, on the 2nd of December. Becky started opening 7 days a week to judge which days had the greatest demand. She now has Saturdays and Mondays off, but works every Sunday, offering Sunday roast dinners, which are proving a huge success. She regularly attracts 15 residents from Trinity House every Sunday, plus another 15 or so from the community, including 5 regulars from Aston Court, just across the road. Business is now really picking up and Becky is confident she has made the right decision. She's also just been awarded a 5* hygiene certificate by Oldham Council's Environmental Health Inspectorate. Court manager Jodie firmly believes that Becky's new Sunday lunch initiative has helped to break down social isolation amongst residents. Previously, most didn't go anywhere at weekends, but significant numbers are now joining with friends and neighbours for lunch. They're also getting the chance to opt for better nutrition, with healthy options on the menu every day. Page 6. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service is committed to keeping people safe from fire in the home, but did you know that we also help and advise on a wider range of issues such as health, social isolation and falls in the home? One way of doing this is by carrying out free safe and well visit in the home. A safe and well visit is a person-centered home visit carried out by firefighters and community support staff within the fire service. A safe and well visit includes identifying and offering advice about fire risks in the home, ensuring the home has working smoke alarms, putting together an escape plan in case fire breaks out in the future. Talking about the health and well-being of everyone in the household. Directing people to services and activities that may help them. You can request a safe and well visit by calling free phone number 0800-555-815, or if you contact your court manager, they can make a referral for you. Nutrition and Hydration Week 16th to 20th March 2020. Nutrition and Hydration Week is celebrating food and drink and the important role they play in our health, energy levels and quality of life. As we get older, it can be harder to maintain a healthy weight and good hydration levels. We would like to use this week to highlight the importance of good nutrition and hydration in older age and we would love you to get involved. Here are some ideas of what you can do. Host a coffee morning, a lunch, an afternoon tea or just a gathering and consider doing one of the following. Does your group like to play games? Why not try our food for thought game? Play hook a duck. Play nutrition and hydration bingo. Host a nutrition quiz. Do you or your group like to get creative? Download food knitting patterns and get your group knitting. Prepare food. This is a great way to stimulate the senses. For example, you could be making a fruit salad, prepare sandwiches, wash and peel vegetable or ice and decorate cupcakes. Play a food blind taste game. Do you or your group like to chat? Use our conversation starter sheet to encourage conversations in your group around food and drink. Do you or your group like to learn? This is great for healthcare professionals. Why not hold a lunch and learn to talk about the importance of nutrition and hydration? We will provide you with slides and the information but you will be delivering it. Do you like to post on social media? Why not tag along to our Twitter page at GMN&H and receive messages and tweet ideas from us. And don't forget to post pictures. All the resources will be available on our website from Friday the 14th of February, www.hg.org.uk/salford/about-us/improving-nutrition-and-hydration/. Page 7. Partners in Fitness and Health at Trinity House. Following the start of a new initiative in October this year, the Friday Club, from Oldham Community Leisure and Oldham Cares, staff at Trinity House got together and decided to see if any of their residents would like to give it a try. Jody, the Housing 21 court manager, got together with Joanne, the MyoCare senior carer at the scheme. Having found some enthusiastic volunteers, among both residents and care staff, they spoke to Oldham Council Social Services, who kindly agreed to the carers attending the sessions to support our residents. As a result, two residents, Margaret Stock, 79, Vivienne Hall, 65, accompanied by two care staff have enjoyed Fridays at the Oldham Leisure Centre, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. For a nominal fee of only £3 per session, and carers go free, they have a choice of a range of activities in the morning, including table tennis, yoga, swim, badminton, sauna, gym, classes, curling and bowls, followed by lunch and then information and advice from guest speakers, on a range of health and well-being issues. Residents can even get all this for free, if they are entitled to free Oldham Active cards from their GP. The Friday Club initiative has also kick-started a wider health awareness effort at Trinity House. Prior to attending the sessions, residents were given full medicals by their GP and measurements were taken at the start, weight, waist and arm sizes, cholesterol levels, breathing. These will be repeated every 3 months, so that progress can be monitored. MyoCare staff are also encouraging healthy eating as part of the project. New annual fee for travel pass trams and trains. If you have a TFGM issued pension age concessionary pass or a women's concessionary travel pass, to continue to benefit from unlimited off-peak travel on trams and trains in Greater Manchester, you need to pay an annual £10 fee. This does not affect your entitlement to free, off-peak bus travel across England, and if you only use buses, you can choose not to pay to add tram and train. The £10 charge does not apply to concessionary passes for disabled people. How to add tram and train to your pass? You'll be covered for a full year from the date you pay. To pay, take your concessionary pass into a TFGM travel shop and ask to pay to add tram and train or your local PayPoint store, look for the P logo. In store, ask to pay to add tram and train. Hand the retailer your concessionary pass along with £10 payment. They will complete the transaction and hand back your pass with add tram and train loaded onto it, along with your receipt. Now you are ready for the 1st of February, to travel off-peak on trams and trains in Greater Manchester. You can also pay online at getemthere.com. To buy online, you will need to link your concessionary pass to a Get Me There account and can find more details and a step-by-step guide at getemthere.com/addcard. Once you have paid online, you will need to touch in with your concessionary pass at a Metrolink smart reader within 14 days, at any tram stop, and your pass will be updated to show you have paid to add tram and train. If you need your pass for travelling by train and won't be able to visit a Metrolink stop first, we suggest you buy from a PayPoint or a TFGM travel shop. When your concessionary pass expires, if you've paid to add tram and train for a year and your concessionary pass expires before the end of that year, you won't need to pay again. Just touch in with your new concessionary pass at a Metrolink smart reader, at any tram stop, and your pass will be updated. If you return your concessionary pass or no longer use it, the £10 charge to add tram and train is not refundable. Pages 8 and 9. What we do at Oldham Dementia Activity Services. We support people who have memory problems, whether that is mild cognitive impairment or dementia, and their carers. We run drop-in sessions, support groups and activities throughout Oldham. Our activities range from arts and crafts, cooking, quizzes, word searches, bingo and singing and dancing. We co-facilitate with the Springboard Group, Memory Service and the Oldham Library. We also offer one-to-one sessions, where we can advise and assist or signpost to other services if necessary. We are here to help, so please come and talk to us. We also run Dementia Friends information sessions to local businesses and health and social care sector. We also hold event stalls throughout the year, to promote living well with dementia. Making space groups currently running. Monday mornings, drop in for a chat, we serve tea, coffee and biscuits. Come and relax and start the week on the right foot. Every Monday 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at St. Herbert's Court, Wellington Street, Chadderton, Oldham, OL90JD. Tuesday mornings, the Springboard Group drop-in sessions. Making Space co-facilitates this session. Every Tuesday morning 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at St. Herbert's Court, Wellington Street, Chadderton, Oldham, OL90JD. Tuesday afternoons, Walk and Talk Group, 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Chadderton Hall Park, off Chadderton Hall Road, Burnley Lane, Oldham, OL90QB. Meet outside the cafe at 1:30 p.m. Please contact Alima on 07972-732848 to check if going ahead, as this activity is subject to weather conditions. First Tuesday of every month, Let's Be Heard Group, 1 to 3 p.m. at Trinity Methodist Church, Radcliffe Street, Royton, Oldham, OL25QR. Refreshments are served. There is currently an art project taking place which will be exhibited in the Oldham Gallery next year. Wednesday mornings, every Wednesday morning, Dementia Drop-In Session. Come along and have a cup of tea or coffee and a chat. 10 a.m. 12 noon at Trinity House or Astor House. Please contact the office for which location they will be at 0161-633-2403. Wednesday afternoons, drop-in session, music, quizzes and light-hearted fun, 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Hopwood Court, Thornham Road, Shaw, Oldham, OL27LR. Last Wednesday of every month, Death Cafe, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at St. Herbert's Court, Wellington Street, Chadderton, Oldham, OL90JD. Please come and join us for tea, coffee and lots of cake. A Death Cafe is a group-directed discussion of death with no agenda, objectives or themes. We offer a warm welcome and a listening ear in a light-hearted environment. Thursday afternoons, the Springboard Group, 1 to 3 p.m. Support for carers and those living with dementia. This is a large group with over 70 members currently. Making Space co-facilitates this group. The group meets every week at Downey House, Church Street, Royton, Oldham, OL26BD. First Thursday of every month, Mild Cognitive Impairment Group, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at The Grange, Bartlemore Street, Durka, Oldham, OL14DP. Refreshments served. Come and have a chat and light-hearted fun at this group. Last Thursday of every month, in co-production with the Oldham Library. The Anglo-West Indian Group, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Anglo-West Indian Sports and Social Club, 13 Primrose Bank, Oldham, OL81HQ. Friday mornings, every Friday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. drop-in session with music, quizzes and light-hearted good fun. Hope Methodist Church, Oldham Road, Failsworth, M35-9AN. Friday afternoons, Friday Disco, 2 to 4 p.m. at St. Herbert's Court, Wellington Street, Chadderton, Oldham, OL90JD. Come and have a dance or simply have a cup of tea and listen to the music. Bring your dancing shoes and come and have a boogie, lots of dancing involved. Springlees Court Lunch Club. Join Age UK Oldham's Lunch Club for a delicious home-cooked three-course meal and an exciting array of activities, and make some new friends at the same time. All for just £4.90 at Springlees Court, Wednesday 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Contact Chrisia on 0161-622-9278 for more information or if you'd like to book your place. Lido House Memory Cafe is the first Tuesday of every month 2 till 4 p.m. It's a friendly group for people living with dementia and their carers. The next one is taking place on the 3rd of March. All welcome. Page 10 What's On? Visit Oldham Council Libraries www.oldham.gov.uk/livey at Hellebury or phone 0161 770 8000, booking essential. Little French Cinema, launch event, wine and cheese reception, and screening of La Vie en Rose. Oldham Library, Greaves Street OL11AL, Oldham. Thursday the 12th of March 6:15 p.m. £4.90. Starring Marion Cotillard, this biopic of Edith Piaf follows her life from the slums of Paris to the limelight of New York. Piaf's life was a battle to sing and survive. Raised in poverty, Edith's unique voice and her passionate romances and friendships with the greatest names of the period, Yves Montand, Jean Cocteau, Charles Aznavour, Marlene Dietrich, Marcel Cerdan and others, made her a star all around the world. Shown in French with English subtitles. The Last Quiz Night on Earth. Banktop Tavern, 1 King Street OL8, 1ES, Oldham. Monday the 16th of March and Tuesday the 17th of March 7:30 p.m. Following two sold-out tours of Chip Shop Chips, Box of Tricks brings an explosive pre-apocalyptic comedy to your local. It's the final countdown. Landlady Kathy invites you to the last quiz night on earth with Quizmaster Av. He's the host with the most. But with time ticking, some unexpected guests turn up out of the blue. Bobby wants to settle old scores and Fran wants one last shot at love. Expect the unexpected to the bitter end. So grab a drink and join us for a night you won't forget with plenty of drama. Let's get quizzical, quizzical. £10, includes pie and peas. Parking is available in front of the pub. Once on arrival you need to hand in your car registration number to the landlady. One big blow. Oldham Library, Greaves Street OL1, 1AL, Oldham. Thursday the 26th of March 7 p.m. £5. This influential play was written 15 years before Brassed Off, and tells of a colliery brass band going to the Mine Workers' Championship in Blackpool. This colourful, emotive and witty production features six actors but no instruments, with all the songs and band pieces being performed a cappella. David Nolan. Royton Library, Rochdale Road, Oldham, OL2, 6QJ. Wednesday the 6th of May 7 p.m. free. Join multi-award-winning author, television producer and crime reporter, David Nolan, to discuss his upcoming book, The Mermaid's Pool. It's the follow-up to Black Moss, part 2 of David's Man Gnoy trilogy set in Oldham. The Tempest. Oldham Library, Greaves Street OL1, 1AL, Oldham. Wednesday the 27th of May 2 p.m. £3.83. Prospero has been banished to the magical isle with only his daughter Miranda, the spirit Ariel and the monster Caliban for company, but what will happen to their perfect paradise existence at the arrival of a boatload of old friends and enemies, drunken butlers, and worst of all, boys? Whatever happens, we're sure it will go down a storm. This fast-paced, madcap adventure is suitable for all ages, kids, grown-ups, and everything in between. Filled with music, magic and mischief, there's something for everyone. The Oldham Tinkers at Grange Theatre. Grange Theatre, Oldham College, Oldham, OL9, 6EA. Sat the 14th of March 7:30 p.m. Oldham Tinkers are back at Grange Theatre after almost 50 years since their first appearance here. In the summer of 1965, a chance meeting between John Howarth and the brothers Larry and Jerry Kearns saw the beginning of years of fun and music for the Oldham Tinkers and all who chanced upon them on their travels. All these years later, their long-standing career has involved such extremes as performing for the Queen and being championed by DJs Andy Kershaw and John Peel. This year, their contribution to folk music has led them to be asked to appear alongside the likes of Eliza Carthy at Cecil Sharp House to celebrate 80 years of Topic Records. We are thrilled to have them back after all these years, and it promises to be an evening of Lancastrian dry wit and song with lashings of humour to spare. Based in the Grange Theatre entrance, on site at Oldham College, the box office is open Tuesday and Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and 1 hour prior to performances. Tickets are various prices. Black Dyke Band Saturday the 21st of March, 7:30 p.m., Upper Mill Civic Hall. The Very Best of Brass will raise the roof at the Civic Hall in Upper Mill as the world-famous Black Dyke Band returns with a musical spectacle. Established in 1855, Black Dyke Band has a rich history of success and achievements. They made one of the earliest brass band recordings in 1904 and over the years have toured the world. The compere for the evening will be David Hoyle, presenter of BBC Radio Leeds Yorkshire Brass. The band has made more than 350 recordings, with former Prime Minister Edward Heath as guest conductor on one, while Paul McCartney and Wings broke new ground with the band with another. In 1993, Black Dyke Band were the first British brass band to perform at the Carnegie Hall, New York, and then a year later became the first brass band ever to perform at the Royal College of Music. The band has also won many prizes and competitions, including a record 23 National Brass Band Championships of Great Britain and a record 30 British Open Championships. They have also won the European Championships a record 13 times, most recently in 2015. Tickets cost £15, concessions £14, and are available from Phil Beck, 07976 165815, or post offices in Upper Mill, Delf, Diggle and Greenfield, Delf Band Club and Saddleworth Museum in Upper Mill. Leeds Easter Fair Air, the 13th of April, 2012, noon to 5 p.m., Thomas Street, Leeds. Easter fun for all the family, family fair air with lots of traditional stalls and Easter competitions such as Easter bonnet parade, egg decorating competition, Easter cake competition and Oldham Band, Leeds, playing.